You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 14. Today, something a little different. We're negotiating a change in one aspect of our relationship, and we're letting you listen in. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here with OMG Guess Who? John Brownstone.
Hello.
Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at KaylaLords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at KaylaLords or stalk John Brownstone at SouthernSirsPlace.com. All links are in the show notes. Now, let's get into the show. So this episode came to me in the middle of the night, as all good ideas seem to, and I wasn't sure what Daddy would say when I asked, but being me, I asked anyway. Today, we're going to let you in on something that no one else has ever witnessed between us before. We're negotiating some changes. Now, I think most people think of negotiations like what you do when you buy a car or a house. There's not a lot of back and forth on deciding the details when we change something in our relationship. There's mostly him talking, me panicking that I can't do it, asking a million questions, and worrying. He's pretty reasonable about stuff, so it's rare that I ask for a modification to what he's proposing, but if I feel it's important, I will. Now, this particular negotiation is based on a request I made from Daddy a few weeks ago, and he said we wouldn't discuss it until Thanksgiving was over. Since the request was about helping me with my weight loss, fitness, and healthy eating goals, and Thanksgiving doesn't make that easy. Well, we finished eating a few hours ago, and he agreed to let us record the entire negotiation and share it with everyone. The specifics of what we're discussing won't matter to anyone but us, unless you're a submissive who's desperate to get your weight gain under control like I am, but we wanted to give everyone an example of what negotiations can sound like. This is a completely unscripted episode, other than all this explaining I'm doing now, and obviously I know the structure and the topic, but Daddy has been very tight-lipped over this one, only to tell me that he thinks it's going to be tough, but that he believes it's going to accomplish my goal of halting the weight gain and bad health I've had over the past year. 30 pounds up in 18 months, and I'm feeling every pound. Ugh. So I asked Daddy for help because I know as his submissive, I can be accountable to him and do things to please him that I won't do to help myself. Sad but true. So here we go, and I have no idea what's going to be said next, but we're going to do it anyway. Okay, everybody, just so you know, the first brilliant recording was eaten by the internet.
Yeah,
and so
off into the cyber void.
Yeah, so we have to record this a second time, and so the brilliance of listening to me go OMG, are you kidding me, is gone forever. I'm so sorry, but I'm gonna let my daddy John Brownstone take it away, and we will go through this, and you will get a lot less back and forth of oh my gosh, really, no, really, that's what you meant, oh my gosh, and you're probably should be thankful for that. But we're going to try this again, and hopefully
mostly missing out on the whining at the end.
But there was a lot of whining at the end. I'm very sad about the end. Anyway, hopefully the internet does not eat this next recording, and you will at least get to hear what it's like for us to negotiate, minus a lot of the whining. So just, you know, when you're like, oh, wow, they seem very civil. Just, you know, imagine whining while you're going through. So here we go. Okay, Daddy, okay. Take it away.
Well, you know, as you said in the beginning, you approached me to help you with, you know, some of your weight gain that you've had. You know, that's something we both kind of fought with, especially over the last 18 months. Being caregiver to my sister, you know, we were road warriors. We ate and rode on the run quite a bit, which didn't help. You know, for me, because of the procedure I had done, I did lose some weight, and I am bound and determined to keep it off. I'm not going to bring it back. I'm not going to 26 pounds, you know, and I'm going to hold on to that.
Typical man, you blink hard and you lose 5 pounds.
I wish.
I know. You were on a liquid diet for 6 weeks, so yeah. I would not want to go that route at
all.
Yeah,
no. Not the recommended way. But, at any rate, you know, you did come to me, and we did put a few things in place. Thanks to the apps on our phone, I said that we would look at this for a little bit, and kind of what I had you do was, you know, through the app Fitness Pal, mm-hmm. I told you to carry on business as usual.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. There wasn't a vegetable for 2 weeks, mm-hmm. y'all. Not one. No.
And, you know, record everything you eat and drink. The other thing I had you do was to put the companion app to Fitness Pal, Pacer, on your phone. So kind of keep track of your movement a little bit.
Which is not a lot most days a week. Now, that let me clarify. I move. I'm running after two boys. I am cooking. Yeah. I am cleaning. But when I'm working, I'm not really moving, no.
Except for the fingers. The fingers are flying.
Fingers are flying 40,000 words in a month.
Yeah.
Very nimble fingers.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Well-tuned fingers.
mm-hmm. Brown chicken, brown cow. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I went there.
Yep, you did. Anyway. So, I told you to do that, and I told you after Thanksgiving, we would sit and talk about everything. And after watching for a couple weeks, I did see that your calorie intake really wasn't that bad.
I don't eat a lot of food.
No, you don't. Let's just say it's the quality of what you eat, okay?
Quick, easy, can eat it without having to do a lot to it.
And on the run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not really all that good. Uh-uh. So, you know, there's going to be some changes in the diet.
I know.
Yeah. You know, I admit, and I am at fault at this just as much as you. I'm a starch lover. I do. I love my starch. I love bread. Love mashed potatoes, rice. You know, you put rice in front of me when you make those pork chops in the crock pot with the rice.
With the rice. Oh my gosh, y'all. Yeah, he can eat his weight in rice.
I will eat.
And I have this weird thing that if he gets seconds, well, then I should get seconds.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But
that needs to change. We're going to cut the starches back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking that, you know, we need a little bit of healthier solution. Maybe something replacing some of the starches with something like quinoa.
Even though that takes longer to cook.
I understand that, but in the past when I made some quinoa, I made a fairly decent batch of it, and it does last fairly long.
I know.
Okay.
I just don't know if I can cook like a bachelor.
Yeah.
I didn't cook like a bachelor very well when I was single.
When you were, well.
When I was a bachelor. I've never been a bachelor.
No, did I? That would be interesting to see.
That would be, see. Yeah. You're okay. Kinkier than you know.
Mm-hmm. I know this one may be a little difficult because of the boys, but maybe we should also look into maybe, a little bit more fresh vegetables.
That's not an awful idea. I mean, I know that we need to eat more vegetables and fresh vegetables are better. I'm just awful about cooking with them. I forget they're even there because by the time I'm thinking about dinner, I'm like, okay, what can I slam in the microwave that mm-hmm. only takes 5 minutes? And I don't mean the whole meal. I typically plan out a meal, but I'm a crock pot cooker and you can put vegetables in a crock pot, but they're usually soggy when you're done. Mm-hmm. So meat and starches do really well, but
right, that's true.
Then I, you know, get like a steamer bag of vegetables and put it in the microwave for 5 minutes, but that might be my only vegetable in a day, which is probably not a good thing.
You know, yeah, definitely, you know, think about, you know, incorporating more fresh vegetables. Now, unfortunately, you know me, I am a pasta lover, having, you know, being
Italian. Yes.
You know, pasta is a staple.
I know. We had this conversation a year ago, and he said, I don't think I can do without my pasta. Well, okay.
But there are some options with that. We can do wheat pasta, which is not as
it's
bad.
It's not very good.
It doesn't taste all that different.
So, the texture's different.
A little different, but mm-hmm. you know what? It's not horrible. It's not going to kill you.
We could do spaghetti squash.
We could do spaghetti squash, yes. So, you know, we need to look at other options like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I need to change my shopping habits and my cooking habits.
Right.
Okay.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, the other thing I noticed from having the Pacer program on your phone, which basically what that is it uses your phone as a pedometer, tracks your steps and your movement. And I know, you know, for me, it works out.
I'm making
out.
The face of, but you
yeah,
don't forget.
No, you're sticking the finger. Yeah, I know. You know, I wear my phone on my hip and it tracks every single little thing I do. And not quite so for you.
No, it's either in my purse or on the
right.
table next to me, or I'd have to carry it everywhere, even to the bathroom for it to catch on my step.
Okay. But it still gave me a fairly good
Well, and I did take
guide.
That one day. I literally had my phone everywhere. If I went to the bathroom, mm-hmm. phone was with me everywhere I went, because I wanted to see
yeah.
what the steps actually looked like. And on a day when I include a walk, it's closer to like 6,000 steps a day. It's
okay.
not...
Well,
awful.
That was, yeah, well, that was...
I mean, there was
yeah.
that one day it only counted like 300 steps. That
yeah.
was probably a bad day.
Yeah. So, you know, you don't move very much.
Except my fingers.
Yeah, well...
oh, that doesn't count?
No, I am so sorry. That does not count.
That does not count.
No. So, you know, we need to get you moving a little bit more. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know the doctor told you need to do strength training.
4 times a week,
Four
no more than 30 minutes at a time.
Right. And you're going to continue doing that.
I know, I've slacked off the past couple weeks, but I did have some sort of weird injury in my neck, so,
well, that's,
you know.
That's true. And
muscle
I took
thing.
That into account, and I, you know, yeah, not going to have you doing anything like that when you're hurting. That's not productive. So, you know, to get your steps up a little bit, you know, just like me, I work in an office, and, you know, during the day, I do get 2 15-minute breaks in the morning and in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I get out and walk. Get some fresh air, get some sunshine, move a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even though you work from home with your writing, you're going to get out once in the morning for 15 minutes, and you're going to walk around the circle here by the villa.
In front of all our crazy neighbors who are going to think
yes,
I'm crazier.
No, they're going to look at you and they say, oh, look at her. She is so concerned about her health. She's doing the right thing. She's out walking and taking care of herself. What a good girl.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And you're going to do that in the morning and you're going to do that in the afternoon.
But what if it's raining?
You are going to walk in place.
That's so weird sounding. Like a hamster on a wheel that never goes anywhere. I will never go anywhere. I'll just like walk like
yeah.
the length of my the living room.
Pretty much.
I should get special dispensation on rain days.
No.
They're very rare mm-hmm. here in Florida.
Well, you know what? That, you know, that's a good point, too. You wait 15 minutes and, you know, the weather changes.
That's not what I meant. There's a saying for anybody who's not familiar with Florida weather. If you don't like the weather in Florida, wait 5 minutes. It'll probably change.
Right.
That's not really true. It's one of those stereotypes that fits sometimes. But there are days it rains all day.
Okay.
I should get special dispensation on rain days.
You walk in place. You move.
Okay.
The other thing that is going to be incorporated into your lifestyle is actually going to be something that's going to help me as well. You are going to become my Tai Chi partner.
Tai Chi's for like, I don't know, not me.
You're going to become my Tai Chi partner.
But you look a little silly when you do it.
You're
so I have to look
my...
silly with you?
Absolutely.
I don't want to look silly. I look silly in so many other times of my
it's
life.
It's good for your balance.
I have balance.
It's good for stretching your muscles.
I have muscles.
Your range of motion.
I have motion.
It's good for your circulation.
I have that. My blood moves. Slowly and sluggishly, but it moves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
okay, I'm a Tai Chi
you're my Tai Chi partner. Okay. Drinking.
I should do more of it. Alcohol for everybody.
No.
Damn it.
No. The one thing you've done very well over the last few weeks, I will have to say, is you've kept up with your water intake.
60 ounces or more.
Yep. You've done very well with that. And that aspect, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. See, I'm awesome. So the rest is done. We're good. Yay, let's go home.
So you're going to keep up your water intake, okay, on that level.
Mm-hmm.
But there will be no more sweet teas.
I am Southern. Sweet tea flows through my veins. It is our life source.
Well, you're getting a transfusion.
Damn it.
Okay, unsweet tea or no tea at all. Oof. And the tea does not replace your water. So don't even go there.
Okay.
Right. Now, the other thing, on the same lines of drinking.
I should do more drinking. That's what he's telling me. Just see the look he's giving me.
Yeah.
It's not a happy look.
Mm-hmm. I need a drink right about now.
Me too.
No.
Damn it.
The daily Dunkin' Donuts. Mocha lattes.
Mocha lattes taste like chocolate milk with a kick. It is awesome.
And the Starbucks.
Starbucks. But you can get unsweet tea at Starbucks. But you can get unsweet tea at Starbucks.
You know, you can make it at home too.
But how am I going to get my points?
Yeah.
You started me on the Starbucks path. You started me on the coffee path. It is all your fault.
Well, I'm not going to deny that. That was probably
so.
One
I single, have to be punished.
That was probably the one single big mistake I ever made.
So I'm to be punished because you made a mistake.
Well, no. I introduced you to coffee. Coffee with a little cream and a little sugar in it.
It's really bitter, and I don't really like it that way. But I love it with chocolate.
Yeah, and you just kind of ran with that. And you
of course.
Went, and
you, I'm an overachiever.
Uh-huh.
I see something, and I make it better.
Now you're going to underachieve.
So I can't even get an unsweet tea from Starbucks. Really? I can't get an unsweet tea from Starbucks? Daddy. Can I get a sweet, I'm sorry, an unsweet tea from Starbucks on occasion?
On occasion.
Thank you.
Okay. And we'll determine what on occasion is by the progress.
Okay.
In the other areas. Okay. Oh, and I do need to backstep a little bit, going back to the walking.
My two weird walking around in circles or walking like a hamster wheel inside the house.
You're always spinning in circles anyway.
And no so special dispensation for rain days. Yes, I remember. Okay.
On weekends, you will walk longer.
But what if it's raining?
You can go down to Clubhouse and use the treadmill.
I hate treadmills. Could I get in the pool if I go down to the Clubhouse? And do water jogging?
That would be acceptable.
Could I do that on the weekends just in general?
Here's what we'll do. Okay. Because I know how your knee can be sometimes. Okay. For now, I want you to walk. I want you to be outside, breathing fresh air, getting some vitamin D.
Being around the people.
And you will walk to the back gate, to the front gate, and then back home.
I've done that before. Okay. And you have to understand, we live in a condo complex. They're villas. It's not like a big tall building. They look like little houses or little townhouses. Mm-hmm. And so there's a windy road that runs up the middle, the main thoroughfare. So I've walked that before. That's not too bad.
Right.
It's not awful.
No.
And the weather is cooler. I mean, if it was like July, I'd be kicking and screaming right now.
Yeah, well, you know.
Come July, we'll have to renegotiate this.
Very, very few people venture outside willingly. In the summertime here.
Very true.
Okay. So anyway, you will do that.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me do a recap to make sure I know where we're at. So, excuse me, I had Thanksgiving dinner was like, hi, how you doing? It was repeating. Sorry. So I'm going to cut out starches and replace some of it with quinoa and wheat pasta.
Right.
I'm going to include more fresh vegetables, which is not a bad idea just in general.
Right.
I'm going to be the weirdo that walks in circles around our little immediate neighborhood.
Right.
Twice a day, 15 minutes a day, morning and afternoon. And if it's raining, which it very rarely does, I will walk inside back and forth. in a weirdo or in way place. Or in place, either way, weirdo. I'm going to be his Tai Chi partner.
Yep.
Which, won't that be interesting? And if he forgets, haha, I guess, oops, no Tai Chi that day. Ow, and he just elbowed me. Ow. I am to keep my water intake where it is. Mm-hmm. No more sweet tea or mocha lattes or Starbucks fun that I like. But we haven't recorded. Mm-hmm. I can occasionally get an unsweet tea from Starbucks.
Mm-hmm.
And on the weekends, right now, I'm to do my walk around the neighborhood kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's raining or if my knee acts up, and it doesn't mean I get a day off. No, no. It just means I go inside and do something else. I was going to ask you a question.
Okay.
What was I going to ask you? I was talking and I'm recapping and mm-hmm. I had a question.
Okay.
And I clearly can't multitask anymore because now I don't remember what the question was.
Couldn't have been that important.
Couldn't have been that important. Right. I guess if it comes back to me, it comes back to me. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what else?
What else? Let's see. What? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He has that sound in his voice. I'm not going to like this.
Going to cut back on the nighttime dessert.
Oh, but you like dessert.
I know, but I've cut back on them, too.
Not that much. You were rationing the ice cream, waiting to get to Thanksgiving. Yeah, we had 8 desserts today for Thanksgiving.
Yes, 8 desserts.
More dessert than lunch.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
More desserts and dinner.
Well, wait a minute. What if, since I'm doing fresh vegetables, I get fresh fruit? Can we have fresh fruit? I have a watermelon right now.
Right. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
And
can I have coffee?
Just regular coffee, yes.
So I can't add hot chocolate to it to make it a mocha? Oh, it's so good. You get the peppermint mocha creamer. And you brew your coffee with hot chocolate in it, so it's an actual mocha, and then you add the peppermint mocha creamer. So yummy. You don't have to add extra sugar when you do that. Just a pro tip, in case anybody wants to try it out for themselves, since clearly I'm not getting any more.
No.
Okay, I can. Okay.
So, with that, we're going to start tracking your weight.
Which I already weigh in once a month.
Right. I think we're going to change that maybe to twice a month.
Like the 1st and the 15th kind of thing? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And
so we can see sadness on a scale twice a month?
And from that, you will keep track of said weight in Fitness Pal so we can see.
So I can't, I can't put just the number I like. I have to put the number every time.
You have to put the number that's
good. Yeah, I weigh myself every month. I don't track it unless I like the number.
Yeah, no, those days are gone too. It's going to be, we're going to see where this goes. We're going to see where this goes.
Okay, so what happens? Like, how are you going to measure progression? Is it weight? Is it clothes? Is it inches? How do we know?
It's going to be a combination of weight and inches because, You can lose inches and not seemingly immediately lose weight. And with you doing strength training, you're building muscle, which...
And I do. I have instead of being all spaghetti noodly arms, which they were spaghetti noodly in concept, they were they're kind of pudgy.
Yeah.
But I've got actual muscles coming through.
You do.
It's like, bam, I got guns or something. That's how that goes, right?
Well,
I don't have guns yet, but I can pretend, right?
Yeah.
But guns is the right word, right? I don't know these things. He's laughing at me. He's laughing so hard at me. Okay, so here's the big question.
Yep.
And I don't think I'm going to like the answer.
Drum roll, please.
So, okay. So we're going to track, and I know you. If it's not working, we will go back to the drawing board.
Go back to the drawing board.
Now, if it is working, will there be room for the occasional treat if I ask?
There will be room for treats.
Okay. Yes.
They will be far and few between.
But they will occur. Like, what about dessert? Like, regular dessert? Like, there will be, every once in a while, a regular dessert, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes. So sometimes you'll say, yes, we will have ice cream.
Absolutely
okay.
Correct.
Yep. No, we don't eat a lot. I mean, I'm pretty good. I portion control, I think. Mm-hmm. It's just I'm eating so much other unhealthy crap that then you in the night with ice cream, and you know, it's not a good day. Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
And I'm not looking forward to this answer because I so know this answer. So yesterday, like, okay, we're recording Thanksgiving night, November 26, 2015. Mm-hmm. November 25th, 2015, we were supposed to go run errands and my car died. It's now at the mechanic. Of course, they don't work on cars on Thanksgiving, so I'm hoping to have it on Friday. Anyway. Right. So we were supposed to go run errands, and one of those errands was to go to Starbucks. Now, I use the Starbucks app, and I earn points, and I eventually earn free drinks, and I have a free drink, and I always get a venti frappuccino of some sort. Am I going to be able to do that? Because I only missed it because my car died. So we're going, supposedly, on Friday, that's tomorrow, the day you're probably hearing this recording, at least for the first time. We're supposed to go to Starbucks, where I would use my little freebie coupon-y, discount-y doolally, that's a technical term, and get my venti frappuccino. Will I be allowed to get a frappuccino? I wanted a peppermint mocha frappuccino really bad. I have not had one from Starbucks yet at all. Will I be able to get one? Y'all should see the look on his face.
This Define, is, get one.
Will it be a frappuccino?
Could be.
Okay. I can understand not getting a venti.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be a grande?
No.
It has to be a tall.
Yeah.
A tall is nothing. A tall is like three sips and you're done. You don't even burp that back up.
You want me to change it to a mini?
No, no, no. Tall is not fine, but I guess I'll live.
Tall, skinny, peppermint.
Mocha. I don't mind the skinny peppermint mocha part. I don't mind the skinny part. I don't think it tastes as good, but okay. I can handle that. But tall?
Yep.
I'm sad. I'm very sad. But I know if I keep arguing this point, I will lose it completely. I won't even get the mini. I'll have to wait for some crazy random day, and then I'll be really sad. And... okay.
Mm-hmm.
So... the changes, none of them are huge, other than this whole venti tall thing for tomorrow. They're not awful. I'm not so sure about the Tai Chi. The walking thing, I really think the neighbor's going to think I'm nuts. I do. We live in a community of mostly retirees. They are nosy, and they look out their window, and they know what we do. So I don't ever leave the house. They already think...
they're not that bad.
They are that bad.
They are not that
bad. They are that bad. You're not here during the day.
There's one or two I give. Yeah,
he's not here. I'm here. I know they're crazy. So, okay, I can live with all of it. Very sad about the venti frappuccino, but I can live.
We're at the cutoff. I wonder what the cutoff was today.
The cutoff is today. I don't like it. Okay, so I'm going to stop whining. And you have heard a negotiation, which, like you see, is back and forth, but mostly banter because that's how we talk to one another. And... I question, I ask questions, I get clarification. Oh, yeah, if I think of a point that maybe I think he hasn't thought of, I'm pointing it out. Yes, I try to get my way. I mean, come on. I wouldn't, you know, I want what I want. I want to be able to eat everything I love. Oh, and still somehow lose 50 pounds. You know, I believe in magical thinking. So, but he has really drugged this out. It was a mind fuck. It was a 2-week mind fuck. He kept going, oh, you're not going to like this. Oh, you're not going to like this. And most of it is not that bad. I think it's doable. I'm a little afraid of being able to keep up with it all. I have some very heavy workload days coming up, and that stresses me out a little bit. The sweet tea thing is a little sad. Okay, it's a lot sad. And the not venti frappuccino, when it's free, y'all, it's free. Those are like $6 drinks, and I could get one for free, but I'm not going to get the $6 drink for free.
But it's like drinking two meals.
I'm okay with
and
that.
And healthy meals at that.
I'm okay with that once every, like, month. There's nothing wrong with that. That's moderation. That's moderation. Come on, y'all. That's moderation. Anyway, I'm going to stop whining now. Y'all have listened to our negotiation, which is probably better than the one that the internet gods ate. Because there was a lot more whining and a lot more back and forth and a lot.
Oh, she was whining.
It was bad. It was so bad.
Even for her.
So, but those were our real, that was my real reaction. I just sort of repeated them for you. Hopefully the internet gods will love us next week when one of us records an episode and not eat it. So anyway, we're going to sign off. And for our American friends, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Absolutely. For people who don't care about Thanksgiving, hope you just, you're having a good time and a great week. And feel free to send us your questions about kink and DS relationships and BDSM. I got a great one just a few days ago that, oh yeah, it's inspiring a lot of content that I want to create, whether it's podcast episodes or blog posts, maybe some free resources that I can share with people, but that's coming up. I had to get through Thanksgiving first, y'all. We will probably come back, you know, a few weeks, couple months and update, especially if we need to reassess. We will not do this for every negotiation. Mm-hmm. Y'all don't want to listen to this for every negotiation, but it's a peak.
You don't want to listen to a whine.
Nobody wants to listen to me whine. I don't want to listen to me whine. I wish I didn't have anything to whine about. Venti tall, come on. Anyway, but this is what it's like for us. We are constantly talking. So when we do sit down to talk about an issue, it's still a conversation. I mean, there's a lot of the things you couldn't see or wouldn't know. For me, it's, you know, it's just this huge weight of, oh my gosh, what's he going to say? And then there's the, wait a moment, I have to have something to say back to him. I have to like throw my point in there, and I'm a sarcastic, snarky, whiny person. So there you go. But this is one way it can be done. It's, you know, he's a dominant. There's not a lot of give and take. It's here. This is what we're going to do. Nothing hits my hard limit. I could say the Frappuccino hits my hard limit. And then he would say, well, we just won't have Frappuccinos. And that would be silly. So I will savor my little tall, sad little Frappuccino tomorrow and sip it slowly and not get ice cream headaches from it and be glad I've got it. You know, I'm giving it to him and I will be accountable to him and I will not like it. Oh, that's the thing we didn't discuss. What happens when I screw up? Because everybody screws up. What's the punishment? Corner time?
Yeah.
Corner time is usually it because I hate corner time. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Okay, so there, it's on record. Corner time. I screw up. I'm in the corner. And it's not like, oh, stand in the corner. It's usually some like acrobatic thing of kneel on this and balance that and don't move. And ugh, it sucks.
Put a quarter to the wall and have you hold it to the wall with your nose.
Sucks. I hate it so bad. Okay, so I'm done. We're done. We shall see how this goes. I'm sure I'll update if you hated this, you know, listen to us go back and forth like this, feel free to shout out. We'll never do it again. If enough of you hated it, if one person says, I hated it, okay, come on, y'all. If you like this, though, if you like the back and forth, and if you get something out of it, you feel free to drop us a line there, too, and let us know, because that helps us. So, anyway, this has been us negotiating. We'll see if it works. I feel like a busted can of biscuits, so I'm kind of hoping this will work. and that's it for us. So keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll see you next week.